Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hotelis City Express First Quarter 2016 Earnings Conference Call. All lines have been muted to prevent any background noise. This call is being recorded. For opening remarks and introductions, I will now turn the call over to Jane Searle of MBS Value Partners. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. Hotelis City Express first quarter 2016 results were released yesterday after the market close. The company's earnings release can be found on Hotelis' website at www.cityexpress.com. During this call, management's comments may include forward-looking statements, and we ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in the quarterly report for guidance on this matter. Joining us on today's call are Mr. Luis Barrios, CEO of Hotelis City Express, Mr. Roberto Palacios, CFO, and Mr. Santiago Mayoral, Corporate Finance and Investor Relations Senior Manager. Mr. Barrios will begin with some opening remarks, after which Mr. Palacios will present the summary of the company's financial results. We will then open the call for questions. Now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Barrios.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us to discuss Hotelis City Express first quarter results. During the period, once again, we achieved improvement across our businesses, reporting strong growth in RevPAR, double-digit rise in revenues, and margin expansion. Despite a backdrop of moderate economic growth in Mexico, the demand-supply dynamic for our industry and the limited services segment where we operate is healthy. Exports and manufacturing activity continue on a positive note, and domestic consumption, particularly in services, is strengthening. Growth in the northern part of the country is improving, driven by investment in maquila sector, along with agricultural and export activity in the Pacific corridor. While demand is subdued in markets exposed to Pemex and oil-related activities, the geographic and sector diversity of our chain has helped mitigate this impact. A highlight this quarter was our ability to push through rate increases. We achieved a 6.5% ADR growth and a near 11% rise in RevPAR to 811 pesos and 481 pesos respectively. Importantly, we achieved this while continuing to gain market share in practically all our hotels, with occupancy penetration above 115% against our competitive set. I am proud to say that more than 70% of our properties rank in top two compared to segment peers. In each of the regions, they operate according to data collected from our market research team. We are monitoring the absorption of recent rate increases and tailoring our prices to different locations. While we expect to achieve further price gains, they are likely to be more inflation-driven for the rest of the year. Overall, the demand-supply dynamic is strong. In terms of productivity, our occupied room nights grew nearly 15% during the quarter, with an increase of 10.6% in room nights installed. This demonstrates healthy absorption of our new rooms in operation and our ability to generate good operating leverage. For the period, total revenues were up 20.9% and adjusted EBITDA rose 23.1%. I am pleased to report that these figures continue to push record trailing 12-month results for the company. We continue to see healthy margin growth as we expand our chain, with adjusted EBITDA margin rising to 32.7% year-on-year. Innovations remain the core to our growth. Ongoing investment in our digital strategy, as well as best practices all around, has enabled us to drive more than 85% of reservations through our own channels, while still offering a range of third-party options to guests. Our City Access, which is the B2B platform, has increased in volumes over 20% year-to-year, and we are focused on ensuring our guest reward program continues to grow. All of these initiatives will help to further boost profitability in the months ahead. Our newest properties, City Express Junior Aguascalientes Centro, City Express CDMX Airport, both opened this month. Our pipeline is progressing well, with new properties ramping up as expected. We are on track to reach 110 hotels by the start of the second half of the year and have more than 20 hotels under construction. I am pleased to note that permitting and construction delays from late last year are no longer an issue. With less than 10% of our pipeline in this stage of development, in addition, our international hotel in Santiago de Chile and Bogota, Colombia are scheduled to open under targeted dates. Back to Mexico, we see continuation of a healthy competitive dynamic for lodging services in the local markets. Against this backdrop, Hoteles City Express is well placed to strengthen its position as the country's leading services limited services chain, targeting the cost-conscious business traveler who demands quality, comfort, and convenience. Focused on disciplined investment, we are targeting additional expansion business corridors and large metropolitan markets with the greatest brand. Today, more than ever, we are confident in our approach to profitable growth, backed by a strong brand proposition, the ramp-up of our new hotels, financial discipline, and a strong demand dynamics. Our results demonstrate an ability to consistently deliver, and we're excited by the opportunities ahead. Now, Roberto will go into more detail on our financial statements. Roberto, please.
Thank you, Luis. Hello, everyone. My comments are based on our financial quarter results, which were prepared under IFRS. As Luis mentioned, we achieved the relevant price increases this quarter without sacrificing market share, a dynamic which underpins the value we deliver to our guests and the strength of our commercial and distribution capabilities. The muted growth of the Mexican economy has not been an excuse for Felicity Express to continue to add profitability. Across our chain, RevPAR grew 10.7% from the year earlier to 481 pesos, while ADR was 6.5% higher during this first quarter. We had a total installed capacity of over 1,086,000 room nights, an increase of nearly 11% over the same period last year. At the same time, chain-wide occupancy rose to 59.3% from 57.1% in the prior corresponding period. This demonstrates healthy absorption of new stock, enabling us to generate good operating leverage as we further gain scale. In a similar vein, we saw a strong performance from our established properties, as demand in the north corridor of the country continues on a positive trend. Established properties are those that have been in operation more than 36 months, reached occupancy levels of 65% with an ADR of 796 pesos and RevPAR of 517 pesos. This represents RevPAR outperformance of our chain-wide results by 7%. Our newest properties are also ramping up well, with a 9.4% lift in RevPAR and a 5.5% rise in ADR to a healthy 855 pesos. Given the healthy supply-demand dynamic, we expect to be able to maintain our pricing throughout the year and continue to increase at least along with inflation. At the end of the first quarter, Hotel City Express had 106 hotels and over 11,900 rooms in operation, up 10.4% and 9.3% respectively from a year earlier. Since the end of March, the company has opened two additional hotels, bringing the chain to a total of 108 hotels and more than 12,000 rooms in operation. Delivering on our development plan for 2016 is a priority. Turning to our financial results, consolidated revenues were 455 million pesos, an increase of 20.9% on the same period last year, driven by a 50% gain in the numbers of occupied room nights, 10.7% growth in RevPAR. Adjusted EBITDA grew 23% to 249 million pesos during the quarter, with a strong margin of 32.7%. Net income was $47.2 million, while net income margin reached 10.4%. Total costs and expenses grew 19.3% to 377 million pesos, reflecting the increase in installed room nights, mainly in our commercial areas. However, this was below the rate of revenue growth. SG&A was nearly 28% higher at the operating company at 71.9 million pesos. This was due to greater expenditures of payroll and our continued investment in operating technology as we continue to expand our commercial capacity. We expect that the trend of SG&A growth in the operating company will flatten as we progress across the year and absorb that investment. Operating income was more than 27% higher at 74.6 million pesos, while adjusted EBITDA rose 23% to 149 million. Continued gains in our business efficiencies were evident in our operating income margin results, which rose 82 basis points to 16.4%. Adjusted EBITDA margin was 59 basis points higher. Net financial costs increased to 14 million pesos from 2.1 million as we utilized cash and drew down on our bank financing lines to lock in interest rate spreads and support hotel construction as per our financial plan. Additionally, we had a net foreign exchange gain versus a loss in the prior year. We maintain an adequate capital structure for a fast-growing capital-intensive concern with moderate leverage, giving us room to continue to draw down on our financing facilities as we invest for our future growth of the company. At the end of the first quarter, Hoteles City Express had a total debt to asset ratio of 21.6%, and net debt was practically zero. Moving to our balance sheet, at the end of the first quarter, we had $2.3 billion in cash, down from $2.8 billion a year earlier, in line with our financial plan and our investments in new hotels. Regarding net fixed assets, the company reported a 4.1% increase from the end of 2015, as we continue to purchase land, invest in hotel development, and continue to progress in our construction. Our financial debt is of approximately 2.3 billion pesos, and our debt is primarily long-term with only 170.6 million pesos falling due in the next 12 months. Overall, our results are evidence of an ability to consistently boost profits and productivity as we expand. We will maintain a disciplined approach to investment as we scale up, and continue to manage capital allocation based on the best return opportunities. We are proud of our growing recognition as a value brand in the domestic business traveler market and are well placed to continue to outperform. Thank you for your attention. Operator, we can start the Q&A.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touchtone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, we ask that you please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. Our first question comes from Alan Macias of Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen, and thank you for the call. Just, I guess, two quick questions. Looking at your comments and is it fair to assume that the main driver for RevPAR growth for the rest of the year will be occupancy? And should we be thinking about a middle single-digit RevPAR growth for the rest of the year? Is that a fair assumption? And also, if you can just remind us of your adjusted EBITDA margin target for the whole year, for this year. Thank you.
Well, in regards to the growth in rate and RevPAR, what I would like to comment is, even though some markets would probably represent increases closer to inflation, there is still an opportunity in the 33 in several locations, and in addition, on the ramp-up properties. the ramp-up properties normally don't obey inflation. They start to position themselves in the different destinations, they tend to increase rates. So I think you will continue to see rate increases. I couldn't tell the percentage, but we would be applying an inflation as an overall assumption for increasing rate at this point in time. I would say it's in the very low side. So we have an opportunity on the properties that are ramping, and there are several properties where markets are strong. We will continue to push rate accordingly, as well as expecting a better market penetration. I would give the word to Roberto to explain to answer you about what the EBITDA performs.
Alan, thank you for the question. With respect to adjusted EBITDA margin, we expect it to be in the low 30s. That is our expectation as we continue to put new hotels into operation. We expect, again, strong continued performance in terms of the top line. But with additional rooms, new rooms in operation, we will have certain pressure with respect to the margin. So low 30% is what we expect.
Great. Thank you.
And our next question comes from Jerome Gugliotti of Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question regarding SG&A. So on that front, there was a material decline Q on Q. I remember that it was higher than expected in 4Q because you had made some or started to make some investments in technology and other items. So I was just wondering, what should we expect for SG&A going forward for the year? Should it remain at similar levels as right now, or would we expect an increase?
I think it would be similar levels as today. But the problem is that normally when you create this new platform and invest in human capital, what happens is that we did it at the end of the last year. So some of the part of what you're seeing today is the 12-month effect of having the full platform from the beginning of the year, and they were not present back in the first quarter of 2015.
Okay, got it. And then the other thing is, in terms of NOI margins, I mean, a significant part of your portfolio is now stabilized. And as I've understood in the past, once you hit a 68% occupancy, or once you're stabilized, more of the top dollar goes to the bottom line. So I was wondering if you expected any improvements in NOI margin going forward, or should this remain level just because of the amount of hotels that you're presenting from the pipeline during the year?
Jorel, the percentage of non-established properties, so the properties in phase of ramp-up, quarter-to-quarter compare is basically the same. Last quarter, you know, the first quarter of 2015, we had 34% of our portfolio in ramp-up phase. This quarter, we have 32% in ramp-up phase. So as a percentage, you know, we still continue to have significant number of embedded growth with respect to new property developments. We will accelerate the pace of those new properties as we continue to open them as we go across the year. So the level of margins that we are seeing at this point are consistent to what we think a company that's growing with a number of new installed rooms, as City Express is going to do. Again, hopefully we can perform better in ADR, but profitability in terms of margins should be consistent to what you've seen in the past few months.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one at this time. Our next question comes from Froylan Mendez of J.P. Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hi, Luis, Roberto, Santiago. Thank you very much for the question. I saw a comment here in your report on costs and expenses that the increase was mainly due to growth in the rooms per night, in installed rooms night in commercial areas. Can you give me a bit more of color on why are these costs higher in a commercial area, and if these properties are within a mixed-use project, or are they standalone, or what do you mean by commercial areas?
Well, we mean commercial areas, and I think maybe that's a write-up we need to fix on our end. We mean people that are at least teams that are in the sales and marketing platform. So commercial areas for us means anything related to our distribution platform. When we talk about these in hotels, we are making sure that we have local sales team in the hotels, making sure that we are adequately servicing companies in specific markets. So any expense associated to commercial, at least in this report, will correspond directly to investments in our sales and marketing teams.
Okay, great. And if I may, a follow-up question. Do you have an idea of how many of your hotels are exposed to the oil and gas sector, which has been lagging, as you have told us?
Approximately 8.5% of our room nights installed are in markets where we have exposure or direct exposure to the hydrocarbon extraction in Pemex.
Perfect. Thank you. Congrats again.
Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, once more, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one. And as a final reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one at this time. Showing no further questions, I'd like to turn the conference back over to management for any final remarks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, everyone. And as always, we're available for any further questions. Please feel free to reach out. Thank you so much for your attention.
And thank you, sir. This concludes today's conference. Thank you all for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.